April 25th, Psalm 32.
A Maskil of David. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away, through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgive the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters, they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Confession is good medicine. Jeff Allen. When it comes to sinning, we're all experts. We've felt those stabbing pangs of guilt when we've sinned against someone, whether the Lord or our neighbors. We also know the welcoming relief that forgiveness can bring. The hard part for many of us is confession. Confession is humbling, sometimes even embarrassing. In our image-saturated world, where every aspect of our being, from the way we look to the way we behave, is under constant scrutiny, the act of confession can seem particularly frightening and exposing. We feel as if a giant magnifying glass is poised above us for the whole world to analyze and pass judgment on our actions. So we look for ways to circumvent confession in an attempt to protect ourselves, to salvage our image. We see this everywhere, from the latest news story about a public servant caught in the act, to our own lives in the workplace and at home. An assignment we didn't do properly suddenly becomes someone else's fault. Inattention to a spouse or family member is presented as somehow justifiable because they have done something wrong. Sin has a way of creating within us an intense aversion to accepting and owning it. Instead, we spin, we assign blame, we deflect and deny, all so that we can protect our image from the painful exposure of the light of day. Yet even though our exterior image may be protected, on the inside, guilt, like a cancer, is slowly eating away at us. No one knew this better than David, the author of Psalm 32. After sleeping with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, David, rather than confessing to Uriah, tried to cover up the sin. Like us, David avoided confession. But his unwillingness to acknowledge his sin caused him great suffering. It wasn't until he confessed his sin that he was able to boldly write of the many blessings we receive from the Lord when confession is made. Sometimes our hesitancy to confess our sins is a result of forgetting that God is a God ready to forgive. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. In fact, so eager is he to forgive that he gave his only son as a sacrifice to cover every sin we will ever commit, past, present, and future. As a result, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. When we sin, we can go to our Father, knowing He has promised that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. In His presence we are not met with judgment or disapproval, but with shouts of deliverance. Psalm 32, verse 7.